know. We blessed with 12, I promise you that.
You know, you got hurt against Cleveland last year. That put a little fire in your engine for Saturday night.
I really don't, you know, the injury, I don't really think about it. I just, you know, I just go out and play ball like I'm supposed to and make plays and execute and detail my work every game.
What are your expectations this season?
I got a team expectation, and that's that trophy. Bring that thing back to, you know, Green Bay. And, you know, as an individual, of course, you're going to be the best. And Pro Bowl.
What's your record? Jamarco Hawk from USA Today. Right. Somebody told me you did some MMA training too many
hours. Yeah, I've done boxing. I went to Austin and done a little boxing training. It was really for, you know, hand speed and eye coordination and really just getting that, you know, power when I punch. So, and that long win, because that boxing is a different game, man. I done three rounds of 3 minutes, and I was folded after that. I couldn't do nothing. I just went home and passed out. Boxing is a different game, man.
I've heard that's the hardest thing.
That's a hard sport.
Boxing one round.
Yeah. One round will fold you up. Dead serious.
Did you take any...
The guy hit me every once in a while if I put my hands down, but, you know, it wasn't too intense. It was, if he hit me, I was going to hit him right in the jaw.
And that was at a boxing club or something in Austin?
Yeah, it was a boxing club. My friend preferred me to go there, and we got some good work in. Real nice work.
That was in Austin?
It was Austin, Texas. Then in the morning times, I go to UT and do a little football drills and stuff like that. So
when did you start that? How long was it?
I done it for a month total, and I came back here and done it here in Green Bay. I'll just go do it by myself, and I'll do a little shadow boxing and you know, keep that long win, and especially if you're doing it in the sauna, you'll dang near pass out. Now I wouldn't do it to that extent though.
Coaches. Did you know about it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any concerns about it?
Yeah, no. McCarthy said a little something. He saw me hitting the bag over there in the stadium and in the Dunn Hudson Center. He said, "Brother, watch your wrist. That's your money right there." So, you know, I slowed down on hitting bags and things like that. I just do more shadow boxing just to get my wind long and, you know, keep the speed of my hands up.
Has it helped your game?
Without a doubt. Going out there on the corners and, you know, swiping their hands down and, you know, getting the blocks right, getting your hands inside, you know, that's a big part of this game, and it helps me a lot, man.
So future in the NBA for you?
Hopefully. I'll be a Chuck Liddell one day, hopefully. No, I won't be a Chuck. You still got a soft chin now.
So, Michael, how close do you feel that you are to be the best tight end out there? Maybe right there?
You know, I put the work in, so, you know, we'll see on that first regular season game what that work and, you know. Hopefully it'll show up.